The organisation on doing tax abuse has uncovered widespread fraud at vehicle testing stations in Limpopo and North West. Our investigation found that some stations are issuing roadworthy certificates without physically inspecting vehicles. This corruption is a serious threat to road safety, as unworthy road vehicles contribute to fatal accidents. We have handed our report to the authorities and the Transport Minister, Ms. Barbara Creasy, calling for urgent and decisive action. We want to see criminal investigations and prosecutions against all implicated testing stations, inspectors and vehicle owners involved in this fraud. The integrity of the system must be restored, and those responsible must be held accountable. We are also calling for regulatory reforms to prevent this from happening again. Currently, the National Minimum Test Time regulations, which ensure thorough inspections, are only enforced in Gauteng. We want these regulations implemented nationwide to prevent rushed or fraudulent certifications. Additionally, we believe transport business owners should not be allowed to certify their own vehicles at test stations they own themselves, as this creates a clear conflict of interest. Stricter oversight is especially critical for passenger transport. Millions of South Africans rely on taxis and buses every day, yet some of these vehicles may not be properly tested. We insist that all taxis and buses undergo roadworthy testing at independent, accredited stations in their registered provinces, rather than at stations linked to their owners and associates. Technology and transparency must also play a role in fixing this broken system. We are calling for real-time, online systems to track vehicle testing procedures, reducing opportunities for fraud, and furthermore, we urge the Transport Minister and provincial leaders to take immediate action in investigating and dismantling these corrupt networks. South Africa's road safety crisis is escalating, with unroadworthy vehicles playing a major role. This fraud is not just about breaking the law, it's costing lives. We need swift government action to protect road users, prevent further tragedies, and restore integrity to our roadworthiness certification system.